The president has a tough sell, and he knows it. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. 4 years ago, people were using words like electricity and magic. But the soaring rhetoric that gets the troops to charge into battle doesn't have the same ring after you've been fighting for a while. This time, it's Mitt Romney who has the freedom to make the big promises.
What is needed in our country today is not complicated or profound. It doesn't take a special government commission to tell us what America needs. What America needs is jobs, lots of jobs.
And to get jobs, cut taxes and get government out of the way. Well, last night, the president mocked that idea as just so much aspirin.
Have a surplus? Try a tax cut. Deficit too high? Try another. Feel a cold coming on? Take two tax cuts, roll back some regulations, and call us in the morning.
But as he also said, he's no longer a candidate. He's the president, which means he has to explain why his promises haven't panned out and what he thinks will move the needle.
We honor the strivers, the dreamers, the risk takers, the entrepreneurs who have always been the driving force behind our free enterprise system. But we also believe in something called citizenship.
Citizenship, the idea that as American citizens, we have duties and responsibilities towards each other, not just ourselves. It's the same spirit that finally conquered the Great Depression once the war started. But today, a politician preaching citizenship is like a doctor preaching exercise. A lot of Americans would rather have the aspirin. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.